New heading. What it takes to say no. The only place to get time for quadrant two in the beginning is from quadrants three and four. Those are the unimportant quadrants. You can't ignore the urgent and important activities of quadrant one. Although slowly it will shrink in size as you spend more time with prevention and preparation in quadrant two. But the initial time for quadrant two has to come out of three and four. You have to be proactive to work on quadrant two because quadrants one and three are urgent and they work on you. To say yes to important quadrant two priorities, you have to learn to say no to other activities, sometimes apparently urgent things. Some time ago, my wife was invited to serve as chairman of a committee in a community endeavor. She had a number of truly important things she was trying to work on, and she really didn't want to do it, but she felt pressured into it and finally agreed. Then she called one of her dear friends to ask if she would serve on her committee. Her friend listened for a long time and then said, "Sandra, that sounds like a wonderful project, a really worthy undertaking. I appreciate so much for inviting me to be part of it. I feel honored by it. For a number of reasons, I won't be participating myself, but I want you to know how much I appreciate your invitation." Sandra was ready for anything but a pleasant no. She turned to me and sighed, "Oh, how I wished I'd said that." I don't mean to imply that you shouldn't be involved in significant service projects. Those things are important. But you have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically, to say no to the other things. And the way you do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. The enemy of the best is often the good. Keep in mind that you're always saying no to something. If it isn't to the apparent urgent things in your life, it is probably to the more fundamental, highly important things. Even when the urgent is good, the good can keep you from your best, keep you from your unique contribution if you let it. When I was director of university relations at a large university, I hired a very talented, proactive, creative writer. One day, after he'd been on the job for a few months, I went into his office and asked him to work on some urgent matters that were pressing on me. He said, "Stephen, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just let me share with you my situation." He took me over to his wall board, where he had listed over two dozen projects he was working on, together with performance criteria and deadline dates that had been clearly negotiated before. He was highly disciplined, which is why I went to see him in the first place. You've heard the expression, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy man. Then he said, "Stephen, to do the jobs that you want done right would take several days. Which of these projects would you suggest that I delay or cancel to satisfy your request?" I didn't want to take the responsibility for that. I didn't want to put a cog in the wheel of one of the most productive people on the staff just because I happened to be managing by crisis at the time. The jobs I wanted done were urgent but not really that important. So I went and found another crisis manager and gave the job to him. We say yes or no to things daily, usually many times a day. A center of correct principles and a focus on our personal mission empowers us with wisdom to make those judgments effectively. As I work with different groups, I tell them that the essence of effective time and life management is to organize and execute around balanced priorities. Then I ask this question: if you were to fault yourself in one of three areas, which would it be? 1, the inability to prioritize. 2, the inability or desire to organize around those priorities. Or 3, the lack of discipline to execute around them, to stay with your priorities and organization. Most people say that their main fault is a lack of discipline. On deeper thought, I believe that is not the case. The basic problem is that their priorities have not really been deeply planted in their hearts and minds. They haven't really internalized habit two, begin with the end in mind. There are many people who recognize the value of quadrant two activities in their lives, whether they identify them as such or not. And they attempt to give priority to those activities and integrate them into their lives through self-discipline alone. But without a principle center and a personal mission statement, they don't have the necessary foundation to sustain their efforts. They're working on the leaves, on the attitudes, and the behaviors of discipline, without even thinking to examine the roots, the basic paradigms from which their natural attitudes and behaviors flow. A quadrant two focus is a paradigm that grows out of a principle center. If you are centered on your spouse, your money, your friends, your pleasure, or any extrinsic factor, you will keep getting thrown back into quadrants one and three, reacting to the outside forces your life is centered on. Even if you're centered on yourself, you'll end up in one and three, reacting to the impulse of the moment. Your independent will alone cannot effectively discipline you against your center. In the words of the architectural maxim, form follows function. Likewise, management follows leadership. The way you spend your time is a result of the way you see your time and the way you really see your priorities. If your priorities grow out of a principle center and a personal mission, if they are deeply planted in your heart and in your mind, you will see quadrant two as a natural, exciting place to invest your time. It's almost impossible to say no to the popularity of quadrant three, or the pleasure of escape into quadrant four, if you don't have a bigger yes burning inside. Only when you have the self-awareness to examine your program and the imagination and conscience to create a new, unique, principle-centered program to which you can say yes, only then will you have sufficient independent willpower to say no with a genuine smile to the unimportant.